Ex-DraftKings trader busted for college basketball betting plot. By Dylan Gwynn on July 7, 2026. A former sportsbook trader at DraftKings has allegedly parlayed himself into a world of trouble. Samuel Silverman, formerly of the DraftKings Las Vegas office, faces charges of committing a fraudulent act in a gaming establishment and conspiracy to cheat at a gambling game, according to records from the Nevada Gaming Control Board via ESPN. Silverman's attorneys have entered a not guilty plea on their client's behalf. Authorities claim that Silverman conspired with Fresno State guard Michael Robinson, who stands accused of intentionally tanking his numbers in a game against Colorado State on January 7, 2025. Silverman's role, allegedly, was to organize prop bets around Robinson's deliberately subpar performance and cash in on the ensuing prop bet wins. Silverman and Robinson were reportedly joined in the scheme by Robinson's former teammate Steven Vasquez and former DraftKings sports trader Matthew Martin. Suspicious betting activity raised red flags at BetMGM before tip-off. Multiple parlays were placed that consisted of the under on various Robinson player props, totaling payouts of $2,200 at plus 625 odds, the New York Post reports. How bad was Robinson's performance? He accumulated only 3 points, 2 assists, and no three-pointers in 21 minutes of action. Fresno State lost the game to Colorado State, 91-64. The monies earned by the wagers reportedly totaled $16,000. The money was allegedly received by Martin, who then funneled it to Silverman for distribution. The conspirators reportedly left a print and digital trail that included text messages, phone records, and other financial documents. DraftKings rushed to clarify that none of the alleged illegal activity by its former employees occurred on its platform. The alleged activity at issue did not occur on DraftKings' platform, and the individuals involved are no longer employed by the company, a DraftKings spokesperson told ESPN. We strongly condemn the alleged conduct of these former employees and remain committed to protecting the integrity of sports and sports betting. Robinson and Vasquez were declared permanently ineligible by the NCAA last September for their roles in the alleged scheme. Investigative authorities in Nevada claim that additional charges could be in the offing for other members of the plot.